I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Today is the day. Millions of Americans go to the polls to have their say in the midterm elections. The big picture, today's vote will be seen as a referendum on President Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. When you come right down to it, the midterms are really a long list of offices that are mostly down ballot, from the U.S. Senate to state and local positions. One question on the minds of some voters, will my vote even count? A question that we've heard on the minds of people in places like Zimbabwe, Myanmar, and Iraq. In the 2018 midterms across the U.S., there are international observers in place, watching to see if voting today is free and fair. The World's Rupa Shenoy has been spending time with several of them in Georgia, where voter suppression has been a big concern.
The international observers drive straight from the airport to the Georgia Secretary of State's office in downtown Atlanta. They arrive in wrinkled suits. There are two of them invited by Georgia officials, and they're here to see State Elections Director Chris Harvey. It's Pascal Kolber's first time monitoring in the U.S. He's a pastor and a member of German parliament.
He should answer the questions we have about how the process works here, stuff like that.
The observers can't talk about anything, even vaguely political. It was unusual for them to allow me to ask a few questions along the way. And they're not supposed to judge. Kolber says it's impossible to compare this election in Georgia to others across the world because elections are different everywhere. Monitors are just supposed to listen, understand the local election system, ask questions, and record details.
Hey, Chris Harvey.
I'm not allowed to follow as they're ushered inside. For 50 minutes in the waiting area, calls come in. People are asking about their polling places or if they can still register to vote. Other conversations sound more awkward. Dennis Carboni, taking the calls, repeats himself again and again.
Well, that's all I can do for you now. Ma'am, they're not available right now. That's why I say I can take your name and number down, so when they are available, I can...
People are upset with Brian Kemp, the Secretary of State, and the Republican candidate for governor in today's election. Thousands of voters had their registrations held up because they didn't exactly match records on file. Democrats and civil rights activists call it voter suppression. Kemp says he's being thorough. He's accused Democrats of hacking the election.
Thank you very much.
I mean, basically, the explanations we got was... Clear.
The other monitor, Soren Sondergaard, is a shipbuilder and a member of Danish Parliament who's been a monitor for years.
We also, of course, ask about the machines, and he said that, they could not guarantee that it not could be hacking of the machines.
But Sondergaard says elections officials told them the voting machines aren't networked together or connected to the web as a way of guarding against hacking. He says local officials seem confident about their plans, but what counts is what happens on election day.
The decisive thing is whether the reality corresponds with theory, huh?
The U.S. agreed to international election monitors in 1990 at a meeting in Paris where a bunch of countries created what's called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, a way to help knit the world back together after the Cold War. Observers are supposed to look for fairness, transparency, and a lack of interference from political parties. But they know they may not be seeing the whole picture.
We don't know whether what we have observed is the truth or only... the exceptions from the truth.
This morning, the monitors start visiting polling places before they open. It's raining.
We got up maybe about, start praising and worshiping maybe about 5.
Jeffrey Banks and his wife Valerie stand in a line outside a downtown polling place.
We was praying for God to put it in people to make the right decision. Whichever way it swings, let the person whoever gets elected, let them do the right thing by everybody, but always have the people in mind.
Local volunteer monitors are here too, and they say that so far things are moving smoothly. One of them, Aklina Kondeker, is an attorney with the Georgia ACLU.
If we do see something, we write it down. That's the basis of our work here. We make sure we write it down and we investigate it afterwards.
The international monitors agree things are going mostly well.
But there was obviously some confusion about where some people have to vote.
Because the election districts have recently been redrawn. Sondergaard says people who were in the wrong place were given provisional ballots. He also noticed there were 6 staffers instead of the expected 8, perhaps contributing to the long line, a line that surprised Kober.
The people waiting 30 minutes, I've never waited voting in Germany for 30 minutes, but I know that in other places it's even longer, and I realize that the people seem to be okay with it.
The most important thing, Kober says, is that they were allowed to ask questions, and officials answered readily, showing cooperation.
Because there are other countries in the world where people are not allowed to vote and where democracy is not in place, and it's just to send out the message that voting and having good regulations for voting is an important thing.
And the people will be the ones who really decide if this was a fair election. Sondergaard says all monitors can do is record what they see and contribute to an overall national report.
We are not a judge. We are not a super national state imposing things on people. So, but we can say we think this should be considered. And then people in the U.S. can, if they think it's a good idea, can put a pressure for that. But that's up to basically the population in the U.S.
The monitor's last report after the 2016 elections found that, quote, fundamental freedoms were respected. But at the same time, quote, millions of citizens were disenfranchised and unable to vote. For The World, Roopa Shenoy, Atlanta, Georgia.